Hello and welcome to the Place-Based Methodologies at UTS podcast series. I'm actually in Manchester with Dr. Emma Fraser from Manchester University, the Department of Sociology. Welcome, Emma.
Thank you, Laura.
I start always asking this question, which is how you understand place in your research.
Okay, so the research that I do is quite multi-methodological. So I understand place through a number of different theoretical perspectives. So I'm quite interested in geographers like Doreen Massey. I'm interested in Tim Cresswell's work. And both of those understand place as being in transition, and also that place is really related to space. So it's a spatial kind of concept. So it's not just about being located in a particular site, but you're always located in space. But I also look at the work of philosophers and social theorists. So I'm interested in people like Henri Lefebvre and Edward Casey, who kind of have a wider understanding of place in terms of things like complex imaginaries. So place isn't just where you're located in space, it's also how you imagine where you are. So that's broadly how I kind of take on the idea of place.
And what kind of methodologies do you use to do your research?
So as I described, I use multiple methodologies, and so it depends on the project. So in the past, I've used ethnographic methods, I use visual methods, and I also use field work. And that kind of reflects the idea that I think that we need to understand place from these multiple perspectives as well.
And would you have any definitions of this transdisciplinary and multi-methodological approach?
Yeah, so what I'm quite interested in is I've taken, rather than just looking at people who do particular place-based research, I have looked at theoretical structurings of methodological approaches. So I would say if I'm looking at a methodological approach, it's kind of the theory underlying the method. So if I wanted to combine, say, interviews and field work, I would be interested in the different disciplines that approach both interviews and field work. So I've looked at the work of cultural theorist Paula Salko, who writes a lot on methods, methodological approaches, and also the work of a colleague of mine at the University of Manchester, Jennifer Mason. And they both kind of describe qualitative methods, multiple qualitative methods, as being kind of situated in the kind of research design that you're doing. It's important to sort of think about their definitions of multiple methods in terms of how you're approaching your topic. So they both emphasize the idea that for the topic that you're looking at, for the place that you're looking at, there will be methods that are quite specific to that approach that you're taking.
And so could you make an example of how you do your field work? And probably it needs to be an example from a real example from your research so that you can describe it step by step.
Okay. So the research that I've been doing for the majority of my academic career has been based around urban ruins, urban decay. So I'm really interested in sites that have been abandoned, where there's generally not an active maintenance of that site, and what's kind of happening in that site. So what I would generally do is the first thing, of course, is to identify, if you're interested in looking at place, what specific place are you going to be looking at? The interesting thing about urban ruins is that there's a question already about what sort of place is it? Is it even a place anymore? If you're talking about the old mill, you know, the old train station, is as a site, what is, how do you know that you're in place? How do you know, or is it, if it's a site of transition, is that in and of itself enough for it to be a place? So that's what I'm interested in. So the first thing I would do is say, okay, what kind of site of ruin am I looking at? So things like abandoned factories, abandoned warehouses, abandoned schools, abandoned hospitals. I've also been to places like Pripyat in Chernobyl. So to take one example, I would actually take the very first example that I ever looked at, which was a mill in Sydney, in Pyrmont, which was the Edwin Davey Flour Mill, which has now been completely transformed into a block of flats. But at the time that I was looking at it, it was a kind of facade that looked very much like what you would typically describe as a ruin. So the sort of thing that you would see after a war, not a lot inside of it, it's falling apart. And so in order to understand that site, I thought, okay, what's going on here? Clearly it's not being actively occupied. It wasn't the sort of place that anyone could be squatting in. And so I thought the most confronting thing about it initially is what it looks like, you know, that you see it from the train, you see it from a distance. And so as a place, it was always preceded by almost an image. And this is why I'm interested in sort of visual methods as well. So I would go in, I would spend time in that place, I would take really detailed notes about what was going on. What could I hear? What could I see? What could I smell? What evidence of social activity could I see? So sometimes there would be evidence that there'd been parties there, or there would be sort of rubbish, leftover fires, things like that. And then I would start to, take notes, and then I would start to take pictures from a lot of different angles, trying to really capture a sense of things that I was looking at that might have prompted me to remember what was specific about that place. And what was really important about that in terms of ruins and urban ruins in particular is that often these buildings are torn down without any notice. So you want to record the details of that place as much as you can, because it might not be there. And so that's the kind of step-by-step process of how I go about doing the research initially. And then from there, I would go about, you know, what you would normally do with your data analysis, depending on what kind of images I had. And in that particular case, I combined autoethnographic reflections with the photographs and kind of paired those together to get a sense of that experience of place that I'd had.
So you have almost answered already this question, which is about the technologies that I used, both together and to analyze data. So evidently you use a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you take notes?
What I would normally do, I would not take notes by typing. So I would never take a computer. I would rarely even take a phone. One of the reasons for that is security, actually. If you're going into a derelict building or any kind of building, any kind of area that's not well trafficked, there's no point taking expensive technology. But it's more specific. I like to handwrite notes, usually in a notebook, just so I don't lose them, because you tend to be able to communicate a more direct sense of your sensory experience of place by doing that. So I'd write down those notes. And then as far as the photography goes, I use a digital SLR. Again, it's quite an old one, and I specifically use quite an old one. I think it's actually about 15 years old. Because again, if you're going into certain kinds of sites, you might drop the camera, it might get covered in dirt. You really don't want to take in a very expensive piece of equipment. You certainly don't want to probably take in a piece of equipment that belongs to the university because it might get damaged. So if you're dealing with any of those sorts of sites, that's the concern. So the technology would be sort of an older SLR or, you know, a camera that you can kind of afford to lose. And then a notepad and a pen. And that's usually all I would take into a ruin kind of space or a place.